And Serio? NFL cell phones with laughable Latino Heritage Month logo. By Warner Todd Houston on September 16, 2022. The NFL is still pushing its inept logo to pander to Hispanics and is taking heat this week for using the ungrammatical joke of a logo to sell its efforts for Latino Heritage Month. Few know that there even is a Latino Heritage Month, which started on September 15, but on Thursday, the NFL raced to its social media accounts to let Latinos know that the league really, really cares about them. Unfortunately, they stuck with the same logo that brought them ridicule in June. This shield integrates an unmistakable Latin flavor and is fundamental to our always-on 365-day initiative, the NFL exclaimed in its tweet explaining the logo posted on Thursday. The electric brush stroke of the INE is filled with an infectious personality that is carried out through the rest of the look and feel. Latinos found that purple prose to be hilarious. All the NFL did was throw a needless tilde over their N and then claimed that was an electric brush stroke. The league was blasted for its laziness in creating its pandering infectious personality logo for Latino Heritage Month. But the N tilde is even worse because it is unnecessary and grammatically incorrect in Spanish. The NFL's pander to Latinos features the regular NFL logo with a tilde, over the N. The N, of course, would be Nacional in Spanish, and that word has no tilde over it. A grammatically correct translation of National Football League in Spanish would be La Liga Nacional de Football, none of which has any tildes. The NFL was told this back in June when it first debuted this failed attempt to excite Latinos. Yet, the league stuck with it anyway. At least the league learned one thing, Latinos hate the fake word Latinx. The NFL festooned all its initial Latino branding with the word Latinx when it debuted in June. Latinx, of course, if a fake word created by woke leftists. And the NFL was lambasted for using it because almost no one in the Latino community accepts the word as a descriptor for themselves. But this time, for Latino Heritage Month, the fake Latinx word has been mercifully excluded from the NFL's Latino branding. So, at least they learned that lesson. Now, if only a high school Spanish teacher could help the league out with its grammar. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.